which was an awful lot of fun. So I think I'm going to take the batteries out again and put them back in. Oh, there you go. You heard a battery. Now I'm going to just put that one in, followed by this one. Very nice. Now I've changed the batteries in my TV. We'll consider this useless information, but not me. This is promising. This is promising stuff. One day these TV remotes are going to be able to control people. I'm telling you. It's going to be like, you don't want to talk to this person? Boom. TV remote. I've shut you off. I've just turned you off. Just like that with the TV remote. I hope the space is working. I have no way of knowing if the space is working or not, but that's all right. These things never really work, but that's okay as well. There's a lot of like the accounts in here which have the little padlock next to their name, which makes me think, what are you hiding? What have you got to hide, huh? Why do you have a little padlock? What are you hiding? Clearly hiding something, that's for sure. You guys and your padlocks. Alright, next up on the agenda of stuff to talk about is my current location. My current location is bed. It's a good location. I rate it. If you've ever tried out bed before, I suggest it. You could just kind of sit here, maybe whack on TV show. TV show I've been watching as of late is Invincible. It's one, the one that Scott Smajer made me watch. So I've been watching Invincible on, I think it was Prime Video, he said it was on. Yeah, it's kind of spooky. It's kind of a spooky one. Actually, that's just reminded me. I've probably got a new episode of that to watch. I may do that later. I may do it now. Most likely later, though. So yeah, I've been watching that. What's some more TV shows I've been watching? I watched Paradise PD on Netflix. I thought it was funny. Got a little bit repetitive, though, in season 2. And then season 3, it just kind of went off the rails. And I'm like, okay. They make a lot of fourth wall jokes as well. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of fourth wall jokes. I'm a fan of fourth wall jokes if they're done right. But, for instance, in the new South Park episode, what, the vaccination special, I found it very funny when they broke the fourth wall because they did it like, they broke the fourth wall without actually breaking the fourth wall. So it was clear the fourth wall was being broken, but the characters were still reacting as if they were the characters, which I think is the perfect way to break the fourth wall. If you want to break the fourth wall, you should break the fourth wall with the mise-en-scene, I think, which is, the mise-en-scene is basically everything which is on the screen, which isn't the subject of the shot. So, I think that's it, right? I'm using fancy words. Look at me go. So, mise-en-scene is like, it's like all the props, all the background, all of the environment, but not the characters and the costumes. So, what I think the characters for a good fourth wall break should never actually know that they're in a TV show. You know, they should never address the fact that they're in a TV show. But what should happen, but see, the thing is, what makes it good, they can reference their own TV show, but while staying in character, if you know what I mean. So if like a character is going to break the fourth wall and there's going to be a fourth wall break, I feel like the character should go something like, I don't know how to describe it. I can't remember how they did it on South Park, but it was something like, they opened a cupboard and it was just like full of guns. And then they closed the cupboard and there was something completely different. And then the character was like cursing off like storyboard artists or something. And I found that funny. Because it's clear the character knows, but they don't break character, which is funny. So yeah, that's my two cents. That's why, personally, me, not a fan of fourth wall breaks. And that brings me back to Paradise PD, which is the new one I was watching on Netflix. So Paradise PD, in the first season, they did a lot of fourth wall breaks. In the second one, they stopped it. But in the third one, they did even more. And I was like, well, we get it. You're a TV show. Chill. Yeah. I don't know if I'm meant to read this out. I don't think. Is this being sent to me on purpose? Rambu's just texted me, but I don't know if I'm meant to read that out loud. I don't know if he's in the space. So I'm just gonna not read the message out loud. That's probably a good idea. He probably doesn't know I'm doing a space right now. Because if he did, he knew I wouldn't be able to tab out of Twitter to read his message. Because otherwise I would crash, as you do. I'm scared to touch it because I'm worried it's just going to crash and brick my phone. So I'm just going to keep talking and hope you can hear me. You might just not be able to hear me. But that's okay. I don't need to be heard. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. I just had a shower. Downstairs, and basically my current shower, where you go into the shower, there's two walls opposite each other and one wall in front of you where the shower is. And because I don't have a mount on the wall for the shower to like put it there, I have to hold it above my head. So what I did was I put my elbows on the two adjacent walls and I met them in the middle, where I held the shower head with both hands over my head, and I was like, I've made it. I've completed the shower gauntlet. No more will the water elude me. So yeah, that made me. I entertained myself. It was funny. Well, I found it funny. What else? I hope you all enjoyed the vlog today. Larmanek did such a great job on the editing. It was honestly, it's the favorite video on my YouTube channel. I think I might just do more IRL stuff. It was also the most fun video to record. Like, it was generally so, so fun to record that video. And it turned out really well. And it wasn't even like a long video, but it's in terms for those of you who do YouTube yourself and know about performance and stuff on YouTube, it's what you would describe as a 1 of 10 right now, this video. It's popping off. It's my best performing video ever, which is exciting. So I'm really glad you all liked it. Yeah. What else is there to discuss? Oh, why don't we discuss hoodies? Hoodies are good. I've been thinking about hoodies a lot recently because I wear a lot of hoodies. See, the thing is with hoodies, okay, you can either get them on purpose too big or the correct size. On purpose too big, I think, is better, though, because on purpose too small kind of sucks. I'll be honest. So, like, hoodies, they can be, like, perfect size, but that's, like, if you grow any, it's not going to be very great. Whereas if you get the hoodie on purpose too big, it's comfortable when it's big and it's comfortable when it's right the right size. You get the hoodie for longer. So that's why whenever anyone sends me merch, I always put in two sizes bigger than I actually am. So I'm normally a small and I always get the large. Because then it will last for longer. Can I get an amen? Various listeners. I'm sorry, I'm getting text messages. God, I never get text messages. Actually, that's a lie. I get a lot of text messages. But I'm getting text messages and I'm like, oh, I need to respond to these text messages. But if I tab out of Twitter, I'm doomed. Oh, God. It's fine. It's fine. I'm sure they're not going anywhere. How do I speak to other people in the space? Don't request a speak or anything, because that might crash the space. But I know how to do it. I don't know how to do it while in the space, because as soon as I press the button to add people to speak, the space crashes. So, yeah, and we're already running at like 3 frames a second when I scroll up and down the space. You know what? 3 frames a second? Like, let's be honest, it could be much, much worse. Oh, it's getting smoother. We're getting smooth. That's cool, I guess. Get it, I guess. Go Twitter Spaces. Not crashing this time. Also, something else. I recently got new bedding. I no longer have the sausage dog bedding. I now have the blue bedding. So that's an exciting development in the bed department. What else? I got a SIM card. I found a SIM card under my bed while I was changing my bedding. And I'm like, oh, well, cool. And then I loaded it up and I saw, and it had nothing on it. No, it didn't have nothing on it. It had various photos on it from vastly different time periods. And I'm like, what? Because it has like photos of me when I was like 8 and then 11 and then 15. And I'm like, this SIM card has been through the wars. You've had a bit of every time period. So yeah, I'm now going to, every year, I'm going to take one photo and put it on this SIM card. And then one day, when I'm like 50, I will have like 49 photos on my SIM card. And I'll go through and see what I was doing at that time. So that's what I'm doing. Also, I brought a new audio interface on Amazon because I am getting sick to death of the Go XLR. So the Go XLR basically was just pissing me off. It keeps crashing and being really unreliable. So, and I've reinstalled the software like 8 times. I've completely wiped it off my PC. I've changed all the cables and connectors and it's still doing it. So I'm like, okay, I've changed literally everything about it except for the thing itself. So I'm like, right, okay, I'm just gonna do it how people did it in the I'm just gonna do it how people did it before Go XLR. So I bought myself a Scarlett Focus, no, it's like a Focusrite Scarlett Solo third, no, a Focusrite Scarlett 2i2 third gen, I think is what I got myself. Granted, I won't be able to do the funny voice effects and stuff, but to be honest, I don't really do them anyway, let's be honest. So, and yeah, if I wanted to, I could always route it from, it's just that whenever the Go XLR crashes and stream can't hear me and they can't hear anything, I'm just like, well, that's stupid. So I'm just gonna get a different thing. I also was looking at the new, I don't know if you guys saw it or keep tabs on this kind of stuff, but I also was looking at the, Elgato thing. I don't know if any of you keep up with that. The, whatever it was, like, it's like the Camlink Pro or something. And I'm like, huh, that's like 4 capture cards in one. Let's just toss all the rest, you know? So I was thinking about getting one of them, perhaps, but it's quite pricey. And to be honest, no Elgato thing has ever worked for me for some reason. I don't know if I'm doing it wrong. But, like, I've given back, like, 2 Camlinks, and I've got 2 barely working capture cards. So I don't know if I'm just lucking out when it comes to Elgato or what. So, but fun fact, my Chinese off-brand Camlink has never stopped working. So hats off to the Chinese off brands, because it is, I have not had one issue with that dodgy looking card where half the wires are hanging out. So, a freaking men, go you. So that's exciting, I guess. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to, If I search stuff up on Twitter, is the space going to crash? Because the last thing I want is for the space to crash. Genuinely, that would be depressing. So yeah, let's hope the space doesn't crash. All right, let's go to hashtag TubboSpace, as you do. That is the go-to hashtag we do for these things. So hashtag TubboSpace. Okay. All right, hello space users. How are you all doing? Awesome. The Tubbo Art account admins approve of today's Tubbo Space. It works. Awesome. Thank you, Tubbo Art account. I appreciate it. How many people are there here, by the way? Because for me, that says there are 23. So, hello, 23 people. I just checked how many people there were. And it says there's 23 boss men in this call. Let's go. Let's go. DaBaby. Yeah. So that's exciting. What else do people talk about in spaces? 11K people? There's 11K people here? Oh, God. I hope not. No. It's fine if you are. We're just hanging. So how is everyone? How are we doing? Like, in general. Yeah. I'm just scrolling through the hashtag and looking at what everyone's talking about. Right, back to mindless rambles. What are we going to talk about next on the ye olde agenda? I think I'm addicted to buying new cameras. I just can't stop doing it. I've got too many cameras now. I've got three cameras, and that is more cameras than anyone needs. Actually, no, I've got four cameras. One of them I don't really use, though. Like, at what point does it become too many cameras, you know? But they're all just so cool and they do their own thing, and I'm like, man, I want that. So I get another camera, and then the cycle continues, if you know what I mean. So really, we're just stuck in this forever cycle of new camera with new cool trick. Yoink, mine. I also got new headphones recently, so I no longer have to use the earbuds. And I'm gonna be honest, I kind of miss the earbuds. I feel like I'm gonna get a dent in my head or something where I wear the headphones for too long. So yeah, that's something to think about. My phone gets very hot whenever I do these. So we're gonna have until my phone heats to death. Yeah, I don't think my phone will heat to death as of yet. Thoughts on Rambo? Eh, all right. I guess. I guess he's all right. I guess. I guess he's all right, but you know. You know, I guess he's fine. I mean, I guess. Like, you know. I guess he's all right. Do you have a Stan account too? Be honest. Hashtag topic. No? What would I stan? Apart from South Park. Let people talk. Nope. I'm fine talking to myself. Nice hair. Oh God, my hair was a bit of a state. Yeah. It's because I fell asleep and my hair was wet. And then I woke up and it was like, hey guys, I've got a mind of my own now. So yeah, it really progressed rapidly, if you know what I mean. It really got extreme and extreme fast, that's for sure. Why do I keep getting sent this video of like this bachelor party dancing in blazers and skirts? You know what? That's all right, I guess. Is this real? No, this is a fake photo. I have no idea how to use spaces. Thoughts on this picture? Horrifying. Oh, I just realized I can't just do that because you can't see what I'm looking at. How do I share screen in my space? How do I do a ye olde space shared screen? Oh my God. I just tabbed onto the space to see like all everyone's profile pictures, and everyone's profile picture is just a picture of Rambo. What the hell? It's all that all of the pictures are Rambo, and then it's just got the MCC teams around the edge. What the heck? Okay, time to minimize that again. Well, what do I talk about now? What's the next topic to tackle? What's an interesting topic of conversation? Something exciting but ordinary. What do you think? Exciting but ordinary. What are we thinking? What is exciting but ordinary? Honestly, when I think exciting but ordinary, I think exciting but ordinary. Honestly, when I think exciting but ordinary, my mind goes to like a takeout. Because when you know you're going to be able to get a takeout, you're excited. But it's an ordinary thing. Like, exciting but ordinary is the definition of getting a takeout. I think, anyway. Of like being allowed to get a takeout. That's what I think exciting but ordinary is. What's the longest word you know? Mono ultra microscopic silico coco volcano coniosis. The longest word in the English dictionary. Mono ultra microscopic silico co co volcano coniosis. It sounded like that. I might have butchered the pronunciation, but it sounds similar to that. It's a long word. It starts with a P, you know that one. Is there any song that you associate with a specific memory? Not really. I'm gonna be honest, because I'm not a big music listener. Oh no, that's not true. Oh, that was a lie. I've got one. When I hit 1 mil on Twitch, because that was my first social media to ever hit a mil, I When I first hit a mil, there was a specific song I used, and it is the second to last song in the Tommy Innit it's the second to last song in the Tommy Innit Best Music Ever playlist. And it's I don't know. When I think of that song, I just go back to like that moment, and it was a weird sense of accomplishment, but also holy crap, like what? Yeah, it was weird because everyone was there. It was excited. Honestly, I look back. That's a memory that I heavily associate a song with, and I think it's exciting. I'm trying to think, like, I find doing spaces fun, but also kind of difficult, because what do you talk about after a certain amount of time? Like, I can talk and ramble on about stuff for literally ever, but it gets to a point where you're like, what's interesting to talk about? Because I talk about a lot, don't get me wrong. Talking's generally interesting. I find language very interesting, purely because I'm very interested in languages that have their own alphabet. Like, that's why I really, really like Russian, Greek, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. I think they're very, even though Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, the alphabets are all a little bit similar, but I think they're very interesting languages. I was in school, I was never really, this is a funny story, actually. So in school, I started off learning Spanish, but so at the end of year 9, which is 10th grade in America, I think, either that or 11th grade, so they made us pick between French and Spanish, and because at the time, I had a very good Spanish teacher, and I felt like I was able to understand the subject better, but when I went into the next year, and they put me in a Spanish class, I was like, and because the teacher left, you see, they left the school. And I was sat there and I was like, okay, I've got no clue what you're saying, because the way you teach your lessons is you have not said a word of English since I've walked in this door. And hey, I thought I was getting it, but you gotta give me like, you know, some kind of like hope. I need some kind of hope. So they only spoke Spanish for the entire lessons. And later that week, I was immediately kicked out of Spanish. So then they made me go to extra English instead so I could get better at English. But then they were like, no, you're slightly too good for the extra English, which I was pretty proud with, me being the failing English student. I was like, I'm slightly too good for extra English. Look at me go. And then they sent me to French, and French, I only ever learned one saying, and it was, je voudrais chocolat chaud avec chantilly, s'il vous plaît, which means, please may I have a hot chocolate and cream, please. I know, it didn't even make a lot of sense, but hey, that's the only French I ever learned. And then I think it was about a month down the line, I was kicked out of French, and they put me back in extra English, but then the extra English teacher was like, no, don't come in here. So then they put me back in French, and then my French teacher was like, okay, I'm not going to juggle you around. Just sit here next to the desk and just, like, look at the worksheets like you're doing something. So that's what I did, and I hung out with my friends on that table, just looking at the worksheets like I was maybe doing something. But I wasn't doing anything at all, in fact. So yeah, that's the... That's my experience with language. But how, to be honest, Spanish and French are not very English, are not very interesting languages to learn, if you know what I mean. Yeah, they're cool languages, but there's so much cooler ones. Like, if I had learned Russian in school, I would have been so much better at CSGO trash talking. You've got no idea. That's a language that I would have used on the nightly. Like, oh. Like, seriously. If they had taught us Russian in school, I would have been so much better at CSGO trash talking. They should have. They honestly should have. I dare you to learn Swedish right now. It's supposed to be one of the hardest languages to learn. No way. No way, Jose. No way. But yeah, Swedish looks difficult, that's for sure. It looks very difficult. I want to do a space in the future where I talk to like someone, where I have someone else to talk to. But just at the minute, like, because I only just got spaces and I don't know if they're designed for this many people. So whenever I click the space and click the viewer button, I did it last time, it immediately bricks my phone and I just cannot do anything. So I'm just gonna, not touch it. Wait, but the downside of that means I also can't see who's listening to the space. I can't go and look at people's profile pictures nor usernames and be like, oh, hey, welcome to the space, I guess. Which is, it's a little bit weird. It's like a crazy one-way conversation. It's how I view spaces. I'm like, so if you've got a lot on your mind and you just want to talk about stuff, I don't even have a particularly lot on my mind. I'll be honest, my head's pretty empty. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but my head is particularly empty. So when I click on spaces, I view them as kind of like a I don't know, just something to do, I guess, because I was just gonna get in bed and put on the TV, maybe see what was on normal television. You know what I've been into at the moment? On normal TV, I've been watching like the weird game shows, like Tipping Point and like that one with the wheel where it spins around the outside. I don't even know. So I've been watching like The Chase and a bunch of weird ones like that. So I just yeah, so I found them very, very, I don't know why. It's just the kind of thing where you have one and it's like the perfect background noise. Like, so I'd turn it on and I'd just fall asleep to it. Because like some like hosts of shows, especially the guy from Tipping Point. I don't know what the name is of the host of Tipping Point. He just has one of those voices where it's just like, so it doesn't sound angry and it doesn't sound like assertive, like direct. It's just one of those voices where you listen to it really well, but also you can tune it out. And I think it, yeah. I think that's going to be very, very exciting. I think, wait, what did, wait. Brain just stopped responding there for a second. Did I just say falling asleep to the Tipping Point guy was very, you know, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, I didn't mean that. I meant to say it's very interesting. Give me a sec. I just need to breathe. I realize I haven't stopped talking for like since I started the space. I've been thinking about Among Us recently. Among Us has been on the mind. I'll be honest. So I played a game of like online Among Us off stream, like not recorded, anything like that. I just played a game of Among Us. So I joined the lobby and I didn't have any like name schedule like nothing like that. And I was just playing Among Us and I was like, I don't really understand why you would want to play it if you weren't like talking to people. Because a lot of the fun of Among Us, I think, is like the screwing and the messing about. And I feel like I kind of just playing the game, I felt like, well, I'm pretty good at this. And then I got accused through the text chat and immediately voted out, and I stopped playing Among Us. And that was the end of the Among Us saga. What other interesting things have been going on? I've been working on song stuff, and I've also been looking at maybe learning more instruments, which is crazy. Seeing that I'm already trying to learn the baritone ukulele, the normal ukulele, and the steel pan, and the little thumb piano thing. I've completely forgotten the name of it. Like carumba? Something like that. But yeah, so I thought that was pretty crazy. But yeah, I was looking at a brass instrument because I've never been like I've never really learned a brass instrument, and I've always been very, very big into jazz and stuff like that because I love playing jazz on the piano. It's like it's one of my favorite things because you can just like honestly, you can just make it up as you go along, and as long as it follows like the 12-bar blues. And if you don't know what the 12-bar blues is, it's like two C chords, two F chords, a C chord, a G chord, an F chord. And like that just loops round, around, and round. So as long as it follows like that, you can just honestly, because there's a jazz scale on the piano as well, which is like C, D sharp, oh God, I can't remember it. Wait, it's like C, D sharp, F sharp, G, A sharp, C. And that's like if you just play them in an order or just randomly while you're going round the so if you just play them while you're going maybe just in the left hand going like C and G, C and A, C and B flat, C and A, like in a just a steady pattern like that. And if you can just honestly play any of the notes I remember I was talking about previously, and it will just sound good. Like okay, unless you play two at once, then it can get a little bit. The saxophone is such a good instrument to learn. I recommend it. Awesome. I'm still just scrolling through the hashtag, by the way. Space listeners. I can't even call you chat. There is no chat. There is no. Yeah, but so I really, really am a big fan of like jazz. I watched this video, which a Wilbur originally showed me, but I rewatched it again recently. It was called A Thing About Chords and like chord personalities. It's two videos, and I find them very interesting, but I don't think they are like the videos though, because when I was wanting to write a song the first time, I was looking at it and I'm like, okay, I'll just pick some of the chords from these this video. And then I was like, wait a minute, these aren't actually, none of these chords are actually notes on the piano. I don't what how do I So I was never big on my music theory, but I was never big on my music theory, but that was definitely a moment of I wish I knew what some of these fancy music words meant. So yeah, that's definitely one. And by the way, everyone who keeps replying to me with like that little picture of the hand with the cash sliding across the table saying leak MCC teams, I literally have no clue. Literally none. Zilch clue what the teams are. So you could stop asking me. I knew when the date was, but that was it. Which has been announced now, by the way, if you didn't know. But I'd be shocked if you didn't know. MCC has been, oh God, it's been gone for so long. I hopped on the practice server a little bit earlier. Those of you would know if you caught the alt stream, but I hopped on it and I was doing hole in the wall. And I was like, oh man. Before MCC stopped, I felt like I was kind of good at this. Now I feel like awful. So yeah. That is that that was my that was my words I just said. That's what they were. Yeah. How have you been this week? Busy, that's for sure. I've done a lot this week. Tomorrow, though, me and Jack Manifold are recording episode one of Volts Wars, which is very cool. I haven't spoken about Volts Wars very much, but it's been in the works for quite a while now. I don't know if it will. I don't know if you guys will enjoy it because it's a bit of a gamble. It's a bit of a shot in the dark. So I was talking to Captain Sparkles. Like, and we were, I was just joking around on his stream while we were doing Fallen Kingdom. And I was like, Captain Sparkles, we should play like a classic Minecraft mod pack. And he was like, yeah, dude, I'm so down. And I was not expecting that answer. So I was like, okay. And then I kind of upped it by like 20 notches. So now we're doing like this classic Minecraft mod pack, like 1.5.2, I think the Minecraft version is. But we're also doing it so because original like Let's Play style stuff fizzles out after a while. Like it doesn't have the same appeal that it used to. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to do like a Let's Play style thing, but it's more of a storyline driven series. So every episode will have major plot points that will add to the series. Like we've planned out over the series, we've planned out a general story arc, but it still leaves loads of room for like improv and stuff, and stuff like that. I really haven't spoken about this very much, but it's the guys who helped us make it and all are the same guys who helped make My Night, which I thought was very, very funny. Next big dig, when, you know what? I reckon, give me 2 days. No, give me 3 days, and I reckon I would have recorded episode 7 of Big Dig. So, yeah. So, that's what... So, me, Jack Manifold, Captain Sparkles, Rambu, Rob Rich and Ed, who are FMB. We're all working on, like, this classic storyline. So, it has the vibe of... So the vibe of the series, it has that exact like kind of Yogscast modded Minecraft feel to it, but it's closer to the Dream SMP in the sense that it has like a cool storyline. But yeah, Big Dig will be coming back soon because I don't want to on the Let's Play channel. I don't want to just upload the story series. I want to upload a mixture of Big Dig as well. I just haven't managed to, because at the minute in the Big Dig series, it's gotten to the point now where it's very grindy and like, I have to make lots of progression between each episode, it feels like. But however, because what it was at the start is it was just get on for 50 minutes, bang out, like play some Minecraft, chat to yourself, have a good time. But now it's like, okay, I've started building a base now and I've laid down plans. But what I was thinking is, on every episode at the minute of Big Dig, I'm trying to tackle, like, an individual new Minecraft mod. So I'm thinking, if I just keep doing that and then also do a little bit of building in each episode, so the base will make progress over, like, the course of the Big Dig episodes. So that's, in terms of the Let's Play channel, that's really what I'm going for right now. So many people are... I'm just scrolling through the hashtag right now on Twitter. I'm looking for some interesting questions. Yeah, I'm just going to keep talking. I've not found very many cracking... Oh, this is not one. Who are your favorite... Who are your favorite music artists / bands? I don't know, honestly. I really like Love Sad Kid. But that's mainly the one song. Oh, and also, oh god, I can't remember the name of the other one. But I think Love Sad Kid makes some wonderful songs. I'm a big fan of Surfaces and Forest. I think they make some nice songs. What's some other ones? In terms of bands, the only bands I've really listened to is, like, the 2010s radio and CDs, because that's what my parents did. So I know, like, Maroon 5 and, I know Maroon 5 and what's some other band, and like Clean Bandit, like all the radio music style stuff. Like, I know most of you won't know this, but in the south of the UK, there is this radio station called Wave 105. And it is the only radio my parents would ever play the frequency. It's an FM radio in the south, and the frequency was like Wave 105.4. And that was like the only one my parents would listen to, so that's what was always on in the car, and they would always play radio style music. Tom, I bet you listen to Coldplay. I honestly, I don't. I cannot name a single Coldplay song. I was trying to think for one. I was gonna say I can name at least one, but I couldn't think of any. And that's depressing. Taro, do you like K-pop? The only K-pop I've ever listened to is Gangnam Style and little snippets that come up in media share in like 10 seconds intervals. Where's your favorite place on the Dream SMP? I don't know. The place I'm most proud of on the Dream SMP is the Guardian Farm, purely because me and Sam did so much work on the Guardian Farm. The place I my favorite place though, I really don't know. Sorry, I was just running for the hashtag for a bit and I just saw a screenshot from the vlog which I uploaded earlier, which made me laugh. It's Jack Manifold, like in the it's Jack Manifold in the wig, just realized we're not follow him after we told him to walk ahead. That was so funny, dude. Oh man. Yeah, that made me laugh a lot. Still just lying in bed. There must be a more efficient way to do spaces. Maybe, you know what I'll do? I'll get one of those microphones I can plug into my phone and my space will be higher quality. You know what? Someone should record all these spaces and put them on like SoundCloud or something. That'd be funny. Because then I can actually hear what I sound like. Favorite Taylor Swift song? Shake It Off. Because I'm just going to shake, 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 shake. No, I don't know. Love Story by Taylor Swift was a good one, I'm pretty sure. Oh my God, I've just seen something. I've just seen some screenshots of being tweeted in the category, and it's just they want to know my opinion on BTS. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I have no idea what BTS is. When I first heard of it, I thought it was an acronym. I know it's a K-pop group now, but when I first heard it, I thought it was like an acronym for like comp, like I thought it was like bullshit, but the next level. Like I thought it was like ball tossing shit or something. So yeah, that was that was an experience. Oh, hell if I know. Do you ever want to do skydiving? I feel like I theoretically would want to, but I would never have the balls to do it. So maybe not. To be a oh, someone just sent a photo of me on the escalator in the vlog. See, the interesting thing about the vlog is before then I had never been to a mall. So Tommy was like, you've never been to a mall, because originally I wasn't gonna make a vlog, but then we went to this mall in Nottingham and yeah, it was an experience, and I was just the thing I was on about. I was just shocked by how many escalators there were everywhere, but because obviously when I go shopping, I go to like the high street, and I just that there's no second floors of these shops, chat. There's a Now, to be honest, who just doesn't buy stuff on Amazon? Like, come on, I know support small businesses and stuff, but when it's When it's 3 a.m. and I've just remembered, oh, I need to order this thing for a video tomorrow. I'm not going to set an alarm to get up early and go out and get it. I'm going to order it on Amazon and expect it the next day. Like, come on. Yeah, so that was an interesting experience. That's why Amazon will always win over me. Again, you are addicted to online shopping. I'm not. It's just too easy. They make it too easy. They even remember my card details now. They just Amazon makes it too easy to spend a stupid amount of money. Yeah. Oh, God damn it. I've also never been to Taco Bell. Something else I've never done. Which maybe I'll tackle one day, but I'll think about it. Oh, someone just tweeted at me the screen recording of me hitting 1 mil. That's cool. That was so long ago. Oh my god, and Jack was there. Wow. That feels, realistically, that wasn't very long ago, but, it feels like it was very long ago, sorry, but it really wasn't. Yeah. I don't know, I guess time just moves very, very quickly. Very, 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 very fast. I'm seeing some really strange crap on the timeline. You guys are weird. Not all of you. Just some of you are real weird. I'm just scrolling through the hashtag and I'm like, okay, well, why, first of all? Oh my god, what the hell is this? I've just seen, apparently Tubbo Space is trending, and the Twitter caption guy captioned it, content creator Tubbo covers a bunch of exciting but ordinary topics with fans on spaces. Exciting but ordinary, that's what we're going for today. Oh, God. Who got a why sad happy tattoo? That is terrifying. What's other topics? What's other interesting but ordinary top? No, exciting but ordinary topics. Maybe exciting but ordinary. Theme parks are exciting, but they're quite generic, if you know what I mean. When your mind straight goes to, like, exciting, my mind immediately goes to, like, theme parks. But theme parks are kind of an ordinary thing. Like, there's a lot of them. There's, like, a lot of them. Personally, I'm not a fan of roller coasters. I don't cope well. I can do, like, log slides and stuff, but that's the extent of it. And water slides, but roller coasters, that kind of crosses the line. Who do you want in your MCC team? I don't know. Because when we say we want in the next MCC, Scott makes us fill out a form, and then at the bottom it's like, are you playing for fun, serious, and who do you want in your team? I normally put someone there who isn't in the event, so the last MCC before it stopped, I put Russell Howard because I thought it'd be funny. Because I was watching the Russell Howard out the hour at when Scott announced the spreadsheet, so I filled out. I just put Russell Howard as the person I wanted on my team, and the last one I put Rambo because I'm like, lol, he's not in the event. So yeah. So yeah, that was an interesting one. God, my phone's getting laggy. Phone, stay with me. Hang in there, boss man. You got this. Hang in there. Phone, hang in there. Oh God. It's getting to that point where it's getting all hot. Phone. Phone, relax. Relax, take it easy. Like that one song that Mika made. Is it Mika? Is it pronounced like that? You guys know the song I'm on about. It's like, relax, take it easy. It's that one. Da 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 da. That's also very radio music. Yeah, that is very radio music. Oh, also, because the last main stream I did is the unboxing stream, I've got so many fun appliances to play with now, genuinely. Like, I haven't tried the hot dog steamer yet, but I really want to, for what it's worth. Because it has, like, the hot dog steamer, which I unboxed, it has, like, spikes to toast the rolls from the inside out, and I saw that, and honestly, I was just so happy. I was just so happy. So I'm definitely going to try it out. I'm not going to try it out just yet. I want to save it because obviously I'm going to read the instructions because it's like one of those. It's like one of those. I've lost my train of thought. Damn it, Twitter, you do this to me all the time. It's like one of those culinary, like, cafeteria grade appliances, and I don't want to plug it in and electrocute myself, so I guess I should, well, when I say I'll read the instructions, I get my dad to read it and say, okay, these are the do's and don'ts style, maybe probably something along the lines of that. But yeah, and also, oh my god, I can't, ice cream is exciting but ordinary. I know a lot of my exciting but ordinary things, like, they're based around food, but that's because I get a little excited by food. I see it and I'm like, that looks delicious. Mainly that's why I watch, like, Kitchen Nightmares and stuff like that, because I'm like, that does not look delicious. But that's the main reason I do it. Because I watch Kitchen Nightmares to see the not delicious food and then see Gordon go, right, deliciousness. And I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. So that's the main reason I watch, like, I like food programs as well. See, I normally say I don't watch a lot of generic TV, but as of late, I've been watching a lot of generic TV because my TV's not been connected to the internet because I took the internet to plug it into the ye olde streaming backpack. So I haven't had internet, on my TV for a very long time, so that's why I'm watching all of, like, the Freeview channels. And luckily Kitchen Nightmares channel 4, I think it's on. Hey, hey, that's an exciting one. Oh god, I thought my phone bricked just then for a second. Uh oh, has my phone died? Phone, are we all right, fellow Twitter spacers? Can you hear me? It's gone all frozen. You know what, I'm just gonna keep talking and pray. Oh, it's back. It's back. Okay, we're good. We're good. Perfect. Yeah, okay, it's back. It's very, very much so back. Brilliant. Okay. Never mind. It had a little hiccup. When my phone gets hot, it goes, it like freaks out, and then it turns itself off. So I'm gonna hold it next to the cold wall, because this is how thermals work. If you press hot thing against cold thing, it will make hot thing warm. I'm not even sure if that's how it works at all, but that's how we do it. Just saying, get a new phone, but I only recently got the new phone. Okay, I say recently, like 4 years ago I got a new phone, but that's pretty recently for me. Because I had the Samsung Galaxy S2 for like 6 years. So no, maybe even longer, maybe like 8 years. So yeah, that was certainly interesting. If I'm gonna be honest, never mind. I don't know why I said that. Sorry, that's just lyrics I've had stuck in my head forever. What was I talking about before my phone froze again? I was on about interesting but exciting stuff. Oh, ice cream! We're on about ice cream. Okay, so. Because when I unboxed the ice cream maker, and holy crap, like, first of all, that thing is easily 12 kilos, and you know me, I'm pretty weak. I can barely lift up 8 kilograms, so that, the ice cream maker, very, very heavy boy. But definitely, sorry, but yeah, like I was saying, I'm very excited to make my, like, own flavors of ice cream. I'm gonna experiment. I'm gonna get, like, strawberry chunks, and, like, so my first plan for my first flavor of ice cream, I want to make a Black Forest, like, gatto ice cream. So I want to get cherries, dark chocolate, cream, and, like, milk chocolate. So, okay. So I want to get, like, I don't know how to explain it. How I vision it is dark chocolate chunks, cherries, like, milk chocolate, like, fondant kind of style, and then just, like, creamy ice cream, like, the Mr. Whippy style stuff. I don't know if you have that in America, but something we have in the UK. It's basically just, like, plain ice cream. So that will be my first one I want to try to make. But I don't know how to get, like, the cherry bits. I was looking at, like, cherries. Wait, is it cherries or cranberries? I've got no idea. I assume it's cherries. But I was looking at, like, dried cherries, but I don't know if it'd have the same flavor. So I might do a batch where I try dried cherries, and then a batch where I just try to get, like, where I get cherries and I cut them up into very fine chunks. No! Oh, I know what I'll do. I've just had it. So I cut the cherries up into fine chunks, and I freeze them beforehand. And after they're frozen, then I put them in the ice cream. I'm a genius. Oh, yes. Oh, that's how we got to do it. That's how we got to do it. Okay. So we freeze the cherries beforehand. Because also, I got a smoothie maker, and Schlatt was telling me, and so is Sneak, that if I want to put banana in it, I freeze the banana first, because it helps with the consistency of the smoothie. So, I've got so much blending and experimenting to do in the kitchen. Do an ice cream making stream? Yeah, but I don't know how long it takes to make ice cream. The one thing it didn't say is how long it's going to take to make it. So, well, we'll give it a go at some point, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I accidentally loaded a video. Don't crash my space. Damn you, Twitter. Damn you, Twitter.com. Spoiled me again. But yeah, there's a lot of things I want to try out. There's so much stuff. So yeah, basically, the topic of this space has been exciting but generic things, was it? No. What did the Twitter caption guy say? He said, exciting but ordinary. That was the topic of this space. Exciting but ordinary. I'm probably going to, this will be where I sign off and go watch my food programs. I hope you guys have enjoyed the exciting but ordinary space. May do another one in a couple days, maybe even tomorrow. I like these. So, yeah. This has been exciting but ordinary, I guess you could say. Bye, everyone. Bye.